Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, the real reason why Miro has vanished from AEW.
CM Punk fuels speculation about his WWE return.
Tony Khan confirms William Regal's AEW exit.
And AEW get more WWE guys.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is Adam Wilborn and Phil Chambers.
It's the never-ending con. It's like we're in the 90s.
I can't get enough of this. This is the news. So yeah, where's Miro, Phil? I haven't seen him since...
Who bloody knows?
All Out, which, to be honest, I forgot about because something else happened at All Out that kind of dominated the conversation, if we're perfectly honest. But I can give you some good news and some bad news, technically. Miro is not injured or sidelined of his
good.
Own volition.
Good.
Fightful Select reporting, though, basically... creative have got nothing for you? Really? Just put him in there with Darby Allin. Anyway, so yeah, last saw him at All Out. He returned from a six-month absence in June, obviously, to face Johnny Elite. He fought for the All Atlantic Championship at Forbidden Door. Then he teamed with Darby Allin and Sting, even, to defeat the House of Black at All Out. We haven't seen him since, though. Fightful reporting that they have plans to have creative conversations, but they just haven't occurred yet. Miro, unsurprisingly, keen to return to active status. This is one of the most baffling things going on in AEW at the moment, because, like you say, nothing creative for Miro?
Yeah, it's stupid. Let's face it. So you've got this amazing like powerhouse of a guy who can wrestle absolutely everybody and put on great matches, and you're not doing anything. They've got this whole thing where they've got so many people now that like they're not ready yet to make lose all the time. And so they're there in this weird situation where they can't put him on TV because maybe, like they say, they're not ready to give him a big push to like a big championship or anything like that. But they also can't put him in losing efforts because they're not like willing to like put them in losing positions and make them look weak on TV, so they just don't have them on TV at all. But then that obviously makes them look weak because they're just not ever on TV and no one can ever see them.
Yeah, I get it. You don't want to bring him back and not have... Is there a weird echo?
There is a weird echo.
Are we coming through this? Shut up, me. There we go. Yeah, it's weird that you don't have him just come back and just wreck dudes for a bit. Even if you haven't got anything planned for him long term, in terms of like, right, I want to. Like, you got a fucking titles for him to fight for. Let's be honest.
A Rampage squash match or anything. Just who cares? Get him back on bloody TV.
Yeah, I just would happily have him come out and just do the Miro challenge, and he just kills dudes every week.
Yeah,
like we're talking about how to
anything
jazz up Rampage on a podcast yesterday, and you're welcome, by the way. We fixed it. Tony was watching and he went, oh cool, the guys are saying we should make it better, so how about Moxley versus Takeshita on this week's Rampage? Great.
Okay.
Well done, Tony, finally. But yeah, just have Miro on that if you want. Miro comes out, kills dude in 5 minutes.
Yep, make Rampage the just Miro kills everyone show.
Yeah, just call it the Miro Survival Challenge. Can you survive 5 minutes with Miro? Clue, yep. You can't.
No. And then eventually when you're ready to do something with him, put someone better in that beats him, and then work out from that. Well, the last 5 minutes. Oh, just anything. Just do anything.
How do you not have anything creative for him? Or how have you not, in the last few months, said, should we have a sit down?
Yeah, let's figure this out. We've got some guys here. Maybe we should use them.
Yeah, he could have been... anyway, it doesn't matter. Hopefully this will get resolved soon and we'll see Miro back on telly soon because he's great.
Speaking of guys sat in the background of AEW, CM Punk It's obviously, we're always going to have CM Punk stories until the end of time, it seems. So he's been fueling the fires of a WWE return like he likes to do. Obviously, he's still with AEW until they can figure out whatever the legal issues are or whatever the ramifications of buying him out of his contract or anything like that is. It's going to be a long road.
Yeah, I think it's AEW's with it. He just wants to go now.
Yeah, he just wants out, but AEW, not so much. But while he wants out, he's been on Instagram and he's been posting pictures to his Instagram story, and he's put up two little pictures. He's put up one of him like stood up on the turnbuckle celebrating with a picture of Luke Gallows on the big Titantron behind him.
Festus, technically.
And another one of him on the rampway with Mickey James, interestingly. So he's posting these little WWE pictures. Like, oh, the grass is greener over there now, is it, CM Punk? Fueling the fires. Obviously, I mean, we don't expect this to happen anytime soon. This is just him having fun with the internet.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, this CM Punk story will never end.
Yeah, two things I'd do if I was a wrestler who wasn't, you know, explicitly with a promotion or just trying to stoke some stuff. Number one, do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Just post old photos with random wrestlers so people go, oh my God, what's
happening?
Oh my God,
what's this?
And also, register trademarks. That's my new favourite thing. Just register trademarks.
Doesn't matter what it is, just register something.
Then someone's going to get excited, find out about it and get very excited, potentially for no reason.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do personally. I don't know. With the way 2022's gone, anything's possible.
Who the hell knows anymore?
I genuinely think one of the biggest hurdles to him returning to WWE at the Royal Rumble is injury, which is amazing to say. It's probably not going to happen, not just because of his injury, but also because of the non-compete that AEW will insist putting in his contract.
Yep, the hefty one, most likely. Yeah. As well.
But you're telling me there's a chance? Like,
always a chance. A couple years ago, there was no chance he'd ever return to wrestling, ever, full stop. Now what are we on?
I just like the idea of, like, well, even if he was going to go back to WWE, it's run by Triple H now, and he doesn't necessarily see eye to eye with him.
Yeah, he's not like his best buds running it.
And then the higher-ups in AEW do what they do on television, and suddenly he thinks, maybe Triple H, maybe I misjudged
you. He's not so much a bad guy.
Plus, they can give him Stone Cold Steve Austin in the main event of WrestleMania now. It's possible, let's be honest.
Possible.
William Regal is also returning. Well, I'm not saying CM Punk is definitely returning to WWE, but William Regal is confirmation last night of this during the Ring of Honor Final Battle media call. Some really interesting information from that. More details on our website, whatculture.com. Fightful's reporting that, Khan told the media that Regal will indeed be leaving after a year, basically, or at the end of the year with... Well, it's not actually a year, is it? It was March, really,
March,
he came
yeah.
in. He asked the company, did Regal, not to pick up his contract option. Khan said he learned about this request about 2 months ago because he wants to go back to WWE, not only to work with Triple H, obviously, but more importantly, to be closer to his son, who's currently in NXT as Charlie Dempsey, of course, and was stretching fools for fun on NXT this week. Quote here, Khan said, we were having a great time working together, but this is an opportunity for him to go back and work in these golden years of his career with his son and do things he likes to do, coaching. He has friends he would like to go back and coach with. I also read somewhere else that it may well be the negotiation that, all right, we'll let you out of your contract to go back to WWE, but we kind of don't really want you in an on-screen, a performance role or anything like that for a while, which is understandable. I think this is good for all parties.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of those really, really rare moments in wrestling contracts where everyone's just being a good guy about it.
Mm.
Obviously, William Regal would want to go back there. Like, his son's there. Of course you want to go back and train your son, like, on his road into wrestling.
Mm.
So it makes all the sense in the world. And just for Tony Khan to, like, hold up his hands, like, yeah, sure, like, that's a good thing to go and do, fair enough, and allow him out of it and not be near the contract and everything. It's just such a gentleman's agreement that very, very rarely happens.
Gentleman villain, gentleman's agreement.
Exactly.
One of the best podcasts out there that's not on that, by the way.
Indeed.
I like William Regal, and I can understand why Tony Khan's like, I'd rather you stick around and do the Blackpool Combat Club stuff.
Yeah, but I get it.
I wasn't sure about what they did on Dynamite with it last night, with him being like, here's a message to play after I'm dead when MJF kills me or whatever. But I'm glad this has all been resolved. And hey, why can't we just get along? I mean,
all the trolls
on Twitter definitely can't. But, you know, if Regal, Triple H and Tony Khan can, maybe there's hope for us all.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Speaking of people not getting along, someone was released from WWE.
Yes.
There is a segue there somewhere.
And after I've had
what?
A shave as well.
I know. And guess what? AEW are after them.
No.
Who knew? Because they don't have time for Miro, but they've got time for this guy. Trent Seven. Oh, I should have said spoiler alert. Because this is technically
happened. Yeah, technically on Rampage, isn't it?
Spoiler alert.
He did. Kip Sabian did do this.
Yeah, he did. So this is spoilers from Rampage. If you don't want to know too much, well, I've already kind of ruined it for you.
Ruined it for the 300,000 people.
Trent Seven appeared on Rampage. He was, like you say, Kip Sabian's hand-picked opponent to go up against Orange Cassidy for the All Atlantic Championship, and he lost. Obviously, of course he did. But there was a big smalls in the match, like the Butcher, the Bunny, and the Blade came out to brawl with the Best Friends, and then Orange Cassidy ended up winning with the Beach Break, and then there was a big brawl at the end of that, and then Dustin Rhodes kind of came out to break it all up because he's the hometown guy at the end of it.
Of course, yes, they're in Austin, Texas, aren't they?
So nothing official about what his actual contract is yet, whether this is a one-off or, let's face it, AEW love getting those signing bucks out.
So. I can't think of many people that they've brought in and not made All Elite.
Yeah, Eric Redbeard, probably the only
obvious one I would have done as well.
So it's, yeah, it's going to happen. But yeah, Trent Seven, it was released in August when they closed NXT UK brand, obviously. Probably one of the most high profile names of the ones that they didn't ship off to America. And yeah, here he is in AEW. What do you think?
And my birds are telling me he's actually going to join the Dark Order because of the whole number thing. They've just lost 10.
Seven.
They need a 7. And it wasn't going to be. Dustin Rhodes wasn't going to do it.
Ups the WCPW numbers in AEW at least.
Another one.
We make stars.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what happens in this match and what they do with him because, you know, he was kind of just an NXT UK guy for life.
Yeah. They had the NXT tag reign for a little bit and then they had a really long one with the NXT UK tag titles, didn't they?
And they split.
And then they split, yeah.
Yeah, best look to
see what they do.
Right, let's move on to our Twitter questions. They're not on the screen. I just like doing that. If you want to get in touch, at WhatCultureWWE, of course. First question today comes from Scotty.
I catch myself turning around.
I know, yeah. I was playing rock, paper, scissors with myself earlier. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Scotty says, besides Sami Zayn, who deserves an end-of-year performance bonus for being entertaining? Seth, Lashley, the Mike and the Eel? He's not here to stop me today. Seth kind of has to, doesn't he?
Seth does kind of have to. He's had a hell of a year, really, hasn't he? But, I mean, it's. I know he said besides Sami Zayn, but it's only Sami Zayn.
He
should have every single award that possibly exists right now.
I want to see him with, like, armfuls of awards at the Slammies. I don't know if they still do them anymore.
Good. Just gets everything.
Most Usy.
Oh, they have to do this now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Make it happen. Come on.
Yeah.
I've got so many ideas for the Bloodline Family Christmas sketch.
Yeah.
You know what they were talking about the other day when we said there's going to be like a 6-hour Raw? Just do a 3-hour Bloodline Christmas special. It might do better than Raw.
It might do better than Raw.
Let's be honest. It's true. In terms of outside of WWE, who else deserves a performance bonus for being entertaining? I've got to give a nod, as much as this kills me for my best friend MJF, to Ricky Starks. That promo on Dynamite last night was sensational.
It was very good. You've also got to give the nod to MJF, though, let's face it.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant this year.
I'm annoyed that the world title match is next week now.
Yeah.
I want another few weeks of these two going at each other.
Yeah, it's been good.
By the way, you've got a new cologne on. Do you like the smell of it today? Do you know what it is? Paint thinner and ass. But yeah, let us know who else has entertained you in the comments section below. And I'll move on to a question today from Callio Venn, who says, morning, fellas. What do you think about Baron Corbin joining the Alpha Academy with JBL managing the faction? Would that help Baron's presentation and save his repackage?
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I have not put these two things together in my mind before. It'd be interesting. I don't know. It's a weird sort
of thing. I could see it working
because A, Chad Gable and Baron Corbin are both really entertaining in very different ways.
JBL
Entertainment Awards, Chad Gable with his shoes this year, 100%.
Good point.
There you go.
I would love to see the interactions between JBL and Otis as well.
Yeah, trying to get him to do anything and him just
not listening
his belly
unless the master says it, basically, yeah. And just being. I don't know, man. Like. I like Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of JBL, if I'm perfectly honest.
Nope.
And I don't really know what aligning the two of them has actually done for Corbin, aside from giving JBL
a
chance.
Tournament.
Well, yeah.
Like,
which just so happened to build some matches on Monday Night Raw. That was a coincidence.
And yeah, really, that storyline has progressed absolutely nowhere and risen Baron Corbin nowhere up the card and done not a lot for Baron
Corbin.
It is
the only way Baron Corbin turns babyface in my eyes is by kicking the crap out of JBL. So,
this is true, yeah.
Or
get that one.
Or aligning with Gable and Otis. I'm intrigued, Callio Venn. Tell us more.
Indeed.
Maybe we'll revisit this. final question today comes from Nikki Sturzu, who writes, should Sami Zayn go back to his old theme song?
Yes! God, yes.
Imagine that. If we are heartbreakingly going to see him split from the bloodline, then betray him, turn on him, attack him, right? And then you get the world title match, as we're anticipating, at Elimination Chamber in Montreal.
Ooh.
The roof comes off the place anyway. Oh my god, yeah.
100%, yeah. That would be the perfect thing to like cement him back as like top tier.
He's had a haircut as well. Like he comes out
he does the whole, like sad crying in the mirror, cutting his hair off, but then he's like ready.
Just the notes just under. I can just catch something there. I like that.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm simultaneously really excited and absolutely terrified about this split from the bloodline.
I don't know. I think they'll do it. I think they'll get it right.
Not yet, though.
Right.
Give
Not
me the
yet.
Christmas
Give it
stuff
goddamn
first.
Time. But yeah, I think they'll get it right. It's been gold so far. It's not set a foot wrong.
It's the best storyline wrestling right now.
It's brilliant. I've got faith in it.
Come on. Don't. It's up. Don't
Vince
it.
100% bring the goddamn song back.
Finally, I want to give a shout out to Captain Koash. First of all, great name. Second of all, did you see the sign on Dynamite last night?
So, it's the Miller one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So first of all, I was enjoying the Road 2 on AEW's YouTube channel yesterday. It's only 4 minutes. Go and check it out. Particularly for the bit when there's the blood feud, Moxley, Hangman Page. I'm going to kill you for what you did to me, Moxley. They brawl into the crowd. Everyone's like, oh my God, the security can't keep them apart. Massive sign in the middle. Simon Miller, warm and fuzzy in my tom-tom. Go and check that out. And also, shout out to Captain Koash, who spotted this on last night's Dynamite. The big yellow sign that says, sign Simon Miller and give him Miro. There you go, AEW Creative. There's something for him.
We fixed it all for you. And you get to sign someone else, which you love doing.
That is my prediction for 2023.
Miller signs with AEW. Or
Miller
wrestle.
Miller at the bare minimum will wrestle.
I don't know, dark
in
or something.
All Elite Wrestling. Make it happen, Mac.
See it out, man. But then what does he do with us? He can't up and down and wrestle, can he? He can do them both. He can do it all.
He doesn't need to sleep, that man. I've been on holiday with him, and
he is a ridiculously hardworking guy.
Just like
ludicrous.
He's astonishing. Yeah. He's a freak.
He is actually a freak. He does not stop.
No. And a nasty man, actually, behind the scenes.
Yes.
Until the camera starts rolling. Horrible. The things he says to Phil.
He's all warm and fuzzy on the screen, but behind those scenes, bloody hell.
He's
pure
dark.
Heart of evil.
He's cold and angry in his bum. That's what he is. Tweet that in it.
Make that aside.
Oh, sorry, Andy's not here to keep us under control. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and this. I love it so much.
It is good.
On
that was on forever.
In the comment section below, like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and Sid sitting down to review Dynamite and look ahead to Ring of Honor final battle this weekend a little bit later on today. What was it? Cold and angry in his bum. Man himself, man. Simon Miller is going to be here with ups and downs from AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. And you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions. Hey, it's Wacky Friday tomorrow at What Culture WWE. Well, actually, follow both of us. Follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers, and follow Adam at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Phil, to me, to Phil, to me, to Phil, to me, to me. Thank you for joining us as well. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.